With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House today giving approval on a temporary spending bill that will keep federal agencies funded when the new fiscal year begins next week, Tuesday to be exact. That stopgap measure easily approved by a vote of 341 to 82. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in New York urging global leaders at the UN to stand with his country and not seek an out instead of real just peace. He tells the General Assembly there's no alternative to the peace formula he presented in 2022.
Any parallel or alternative attempts to seek peace are, in fact, efforts to achieve a lull instead of an end to the war. As a global initiative, the peace formula has already existed for 2 years.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal charges against the man who staked out former President Donald Trump at his Florida golf course now include attempted assassination.
Ryan Wesley Ruth has been indicted on charges of attempting to assassinate a major presidential candidate. Ruth was arrested after allegedly staking out Donald Trump at his Florida golf course armed with a rifle. He'd initially been charged with two federal firearms offenses. The upgraded charges come in a 5-count indictment that reflects the Justice Department's assessment that he methodically plotted to kill the Republican nominee, aiming a rifle through the shrubbery surrounding Trump's West Palm Beach golf course on an afternoon Trump was playing on it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Forecasters warning Hurricane Helene will intensify as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico on a path to Florida. National Hurricane Center says the storm expected to become at least a Category 3 hurricane, with its center making landfall in Florida by late Thursday. This is SRN News. Chuck Swindoll is stepping down.
He will turn 90 years old in October, and he says it's time for him to retire from his post as pastor of the Stonebriar Community Megachurch in Frisco, Texas. Swindoll will not be giving up his iconic radio program, Insight for Living. In a statement on the church website, Swindoll says, quote, "While my role may be changing, my commitment to the mission and vision we uphold will never fade. This will always be our church family." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters will decide ballot measures on abortion and immigration in Arizona, a key battleground state where Republicans are looking to capitalize on concerns about illegal border crossings. Democrats, meanwhile, believe the abortion amendment will boost turnout for them. In fact, at least 9 states will vote on abortion in November, and experts are divided on just which party might be helped the most. This is SRN News. In Oregon, election officials have struck out more than 1,200 people from the state's voter rolls.
That's after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were registering to vote. The mistake occurred in part because Oregon has allowed some residents who aren't citizens to obtain driver's licenses since 2019. The disclosures come amid heightened scrutiny of voter rolls nationwide, from Oregon to Arizona and Texas, as the presidential election nears. Citing an influx of immigrants in recent years, Republicans have raised concerns about the possibility that people who aren't citizens will be voting. John Scott reporting.
Well, the Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Visa. They allege the financial services company uses its size and its dominance to continue to stifle competition in the debit card market. More details at srnnews.com.